It's back to school time again, and you know you can count on Dietz and Watson for all your favorite lunchtime needs. Cause we got your back and your backpack. Dietz and Watson has all the meat and cheese to make those sandwich masterpieces, all made the right way with no fillers or MSG. Like Virginia brand ham that's twice spiced and twice baked. And baby Swiss cheese that's RBST free. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
You've been dreaming about the dress. Come find the one at David's Bridal. The most glamorous designer wedding gowns are now 15% off. Bridesmaid dresses that fit beautifully start around $99. Whether you need a veil, jewelry, shoes, or even lingerie and shapewear, it's all at David's Bridal. Take 20% off outfit making accessories for a limited time. Stop by your local David's Bridal store or shop davidsbridal.com today. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's show is sponsored by Help, I'm Trapped Inside the UCB Theater. For more information, help get me out of the UCB Theater. I've been locked in here since late March. When I came to get my gym bag, the door was open, so I went in and grabbed my bag and I fell down the stairs and banged my head. Let's start the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which we go through each and every episode of Friends. An episode of this show is an episode of that show. So why don't you come with me and we'll go and meet my friends and your friends, the Friends, won't you? Welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends podcast, where we go through each and every episode of the show, recapping and reviewing. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of the show, and I am joined this week and every week by my co-hosts, Pat Byrne. How are you, Pat?
I'm doing great. I can't wait to jump into another classic with you and Jason Gore.
And as you just said, Jason Gore, the other co-host. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing wonderful, Tom. Let's hop right into it. The Friends are waiting.
Yeah, let's do it. This episode is season 4, episode 13, The One with Rachel's Crush. And now this one was written by Shauna Goldberg-Meehan and directed by Dana DeValle Piazza. And the original air date was January 29th of 1998. And the plot of this episode... When Chandler finds out that his girlfriend Kathy's new play involves a steamy scene with her co-star, he's worried where that might lead, and he gets all bent out of shape with that. Joey tries to help him understand how actors are, and it helps until Chandler sees the play again later and accuses Kathy of sleeping with her leading man. Chandler and Kathy fight and part on unfavorable terms, and they break up. Monica tells Joey that the guys... have to be the hosts, that Chandler and Joey are the hosts now because they have the big apartment that they won in the bet. When they comply, she tries to win everybody over to her place across the hall by doing lots of cooking and redecorating. Rachel's job at work is eliminated, so she gets demoted to being a personal shopper. She's going to quit until she meets a handsome customer named Joshua who needs her services. She wants to ask him on a date but doesn't know how, and it's a pretty... complete episode, and that's the one we're going to talk about today. And let me just tell you about today's sponsor. Today's show is brought to you by Help, I'm Trapped Inside the UCB Theater. My name is Gordon. I've been locked in here since late March when I tried to get my gym bag. I was taking a couple classes right before the pandemic, and it was fun, and one time I forgot my gym bag. I called and left a message, and eventually the manager said I could come by and get my gym bag. Then everything started closing, so I wasn't sure they'd even be open to give me my gym bag. So I went there, and for whatever reason, the front door was open, so I went in. I didn't see anyone around, so I waited a minute before I stuck my head into a side office. I saw my gym bag on a table, and I grabbed my gym bag, and I fell down the stairs and banged my head. I woke up locked inside the theater, and I can't get out. My only means of communication with the outside world is by taking out advertising on podcasts. So please help me. I'm trapped inside the UCB Theater.
I know those stairs.
It's a weird one.
Yeah, it's a weird one, but I hope he gets help because those are some steep, steep stairs.
Yeah. So that was not as much of a sponsor as a request for help.
Payment. Did they pay? Payment came in.
Payment came in?
I'm asking you.
Did it?
Oh, yes. Payment came in. Yeah. This is paid for.
So we're good.
Yeah.
I think we're good. I could really use that for server 5.
So my opinion of this episode, Rachel's great in this one. Chandler's a little annoying. And a big thing happens in this one that is kind of a change in the history of Friends. And we'll get to that in a minute when we do our Friends First, which I still do not have the bumpers for.
Still,
yes.
Pat?
Nope. I have done
Jason?
I have done everything.
So this is
everything.
This is after me telling you guys that we needed to get focused, this is where we end up this time.
I just resent them.
And I just sent them to you.
I'm looking at the file. They were just sent.
I don't have them. You've had so much time to get them to me.
Have you restarted your computer?
Yes, I've restarted my computer.
God, the tone.
Oh, you finally got the compact Pesario rebooted. Jeez.
Have you tried rebooting the Pesario?
Yes, I just said I restarted my computer. Ooh, the tone.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're all on the same page. We're a team.
We're not.
Here. Oh, we're not?
Apparently, if you can't get me the frickin' bumpers like this.
Okay, I mean, language. You could see them on the server. Maybe it's you. You're not able to play them.
Look, I just give up with this guy.
Which guy?
I was talking to Jason.
Yeah.
About who? Who's this guy?
Who else would it be?
I want to hear it from you.
Look, I'm trying. I think Jason and my patience is wearing a little thin.
I'm sorry.
Tom, here's what you need to do.
Next segment. Wait, he was trying to apologize. Just let him finish.
No, that wasn't an apology.
Oh, well then never mind.
Pat, you fell for it. I'm protecting you.
No, that makes sense.
You're too forgiving.
Yeah, so here you are on the same page against me.
We're all on the same page. We want this podcast to be the top recap podcast in the world, and I think we can do it, but you're kind of falling behind on playing these clips.
And please don't victimize yourself here. It's selfish.
No, this sucks. This sucks. This sucks. This sucks. I upgrade you guys to co-hosts, and this is the thanks I get for that.
I thought the thanks you get is a really good, intriguing show that we're getting a lot of great reviews for. I don't know now, if you looked at the boards.
What I see when I do this is me getting more and more disrespected.
Here's one. Chandler 28. Pat's Tip of the Pat is one of the best segments I've ever heard on a podcast. Boom. 5 stars.
Boom.
And then they gave us 5 stars.
Yeah. And that's ka-ching for sponsors, in case you're not aware.
Yeah, because you need that sort of ka-ching to bring in more ka-ching. And our numbers are up, too. Our numbers are through the roof.
I haven't gotten the bumpers.
Okay, well, you know what? Maybe we'll get them ready for the next one.
Maybe you will.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
Now streaming.
He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Starburst. Being a pink Starburst is about more than enjoying your favorite juicy treat. It's a mindset. It's about being yourself and embracing self-love by prioritizing your needs and appreciating and celebrating all the things that make you unique. Celebrate what makes you you with all pink Starburst. Tap the banner or visit starburst.com to learn more.
It's clear there's some.
Tom, aside from airmailing you a flash drive, I don't even know if your computer has an input for that. I don't know what else to do here. We've sent them nine ways to Sunday.
I think what we have to do, Tom, we just have to be adults. We have to grow up a little bit here, and we need to move forward.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Here it is. I told you to grow up on the last episode.
Did he, Pat?
I don't know. I was getting really frustrated at the end.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry you're getting so frustrated at the end.
Thank you.
Guess what? Because I was, again, Pat, I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, well, then no. I don't know. That's not
Friends first.
Yeah, long podcast.
Friends first. This episode marks the first time Joey mentions his famous pickup line. How you
Tom,
doing?
Tom, I'm going to need you to go back. And I need a spacer.
I'm not going back.
You know the drill. You know the drill.
I'm not going back.
You know the drill.
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm not going. I don't care if there's bumpers on it anymore. Fun Friends facts. Tate Donovan, who plays Joshua, actually had been Jennifer Aniston's boyfriend, but they actually broke up just before this episode was filmed. That's a fun Friends fact.
That's actually
line of the episode.
Dating Sandra Bullock.
Line of the episode. Joey says, hey, look, a new Playboy. And then Monica says, yes, something I picked up. And then Ross says, cookies and porn, you're the best mom ever. Rank the friends. 6.5 out of rank the episode. See, this is what you're doing. I can't even concentrate. You
and
guys,
now it's time for a tip of the pat.
Hey, tip of the patsters. My name is Pat, and welcome to Tip of the Pat, a show within a show, if you can handle it, and I hope you can. That's Jason Gore. We're going to check in with him in a moment with his own segment. But first, we're going to talk a tip of the pat. So where can I start? There's so many tips. There's so many pat. Well, there's one pat, and that's me. So you with me? Buckle up. Ross mentions Alec Baldwin in this episode. Baldwin appears in the 17th and 18th episode of season 8 as Phoebe's extremely enthusiastic boyfriend, Parker. You know, hot Baldwin much in the 90s? I hope so. So the enthusiastic boyfriend, Parker. But Joey also mentions Susan Sarandon, who appears in three seasons time in the one with Joey's new brain. Wrap your hand around that one, tip of the patsters. Jason?
Ka-ching.
Jason?
And now it's time for Jason's Corner. Thanks a lot, guys. I just want to take a moment here. We've been getting a lot of fan mail. This comes from Reginald in Des Moines, Iowa. And he says, dear Pat, Jason, and Tom, in that order, the show has been a lifeline for me and my family in this really hard pandemic. We haven't been outside. We're afraid to shop, but the laughter you guys bring while breaking down the laughter we have from our favorite television show is unrivaled. All of my family listens. My grandma in Tacoma listens. I can't thank you guys enough. I never thought a podcast would change my life. Hoping we get to the other side of this pandemic with laughter and light. Reginald. Thank you, Reginald.
Thanks, Reg.
Back to you, Tom.
Take us home, T-Man.
Take us home, T-Dog.
Rachel, Phoebe, Joey, Ross, Monica, Chandler. That's me ranking the friends.
I'd actually agree with that one.
Yeah, I'm going with that one.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, we're actually on board, at least closing this episode. It was a little rocky there, but I think
we're all together on that one. That's what you wanted, right, Tom?
If our friendship can prove anything, like much like the friends, it's that we know each other.
That's true. I just want one second, Tom, and then you can get right to it. I blew up earlier. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I got a little sensitive myself. Yeah. So, Tom?
Thanks for listening to the show.
Tom, did you want to say anything?
With another episode.
Did you want to say anything, Tom?
To Jason?
I just did.
To Jason or me?
I said what I wanted to say.
About like us.
I said what I wanted to say. Okay.
What accent was that?
I don't know. I got purple on my screen. You?
Yeah, I got purple.